We're looking at 1 Corinthians 13 in this first hour. We've looked at it for the last couple of days. And we're going to continue looking at 1 Corinthians 13 for quite some time because I want to go through every single verse of this particular scripture. And when I get down to the actual meaning of love, I'm going to be going through each of those statements one at a time. So it's going to take some time. But it's wonderful to be able to take a passage of scripture and study it in this way. This is what we do in the second hour during the daily devotional. But this is just equally as important. Verse 2 of 1 Corinthians 13 says this: If I had the gift of prophecy, and if I understood all of God's secret plans, and possessed all knowledge, and get this, if I had such faith that I could move mountains, but I didn't love others, I would be nothing. Paul, in this particular verse, is looking at basically everything a Christian would attain to want to be. A gift of prophecy, understanding all of God's secret plans, possessed all knowledge, and had faith that could move mountains. That's everything that we aspire to, isn't it? But there's one thing that's missing there. If there was no love, then it would count for naught. It would mean absolutely nothing at all. Now, you need to understand this. Because, you see, right at the end of the chapter, let me just jump right to the end of the chapter, on verse 13, he says, three things will last forever. Stuff is going to fade away, you know. When we go to glory, stuff will fade away and we will know all things, etc., etc. I'm not going to go through that bit. But the last verse says this: three things will last forever: faith, hope, and love. And he says the greatest of these is love. Why is Paul reiterating that? Why is he emphasizing so greatly that love is so important? Some years ago, I was in quite a bad place. I was working for a large television company, large television station. I was a presenter for God TV, and I was also a presenter on Premier Christian Radio in London. These were important ministries. Yet I was miles away from God, and I can remember as I raced down to do a live broadcast, or raced up, rather, to do a live broadcast in Newcastle, I was in a hurry, didn't really care about anything but myself. I was miles away from God, and I was in a mess, quite frankly. My marriage was falling to pieces. I really was in a complete and utter mess. Yet it was at that precise time that the Lord decided that he would say, "Hey, David, I told you something 15 years ago. I haven't forgotten it. Here is my prophetic word for you." And bang, I got this prophetic word. And then all of a sudden, for 7 days, I was in floods of tears all the time. I was in a state of euphoria most of the time. I didn't know what was going on. And it was only afterwards that the Lord had told me what he did. And what he did was to pour his love down on me for 7 whole days. It wasn't me loving God. I'd always loved God, I felt. But it was God pouring his love down onto my life for a whole 7-day period. Now, interestingly enough, as that was going on, I was just oblivious to everything else, just sensing God's power and his love as it poured down on me. And right at the end of that period of time, I remember very clearly the Lord said, "Tell my people about my love." Beloved, that's what I do. Every time I go out to preach, I talk about God's love. If I'm asked to preach on a specific verse, I promise you, anything in the Bible, I will find God's love in it. Always will I find God's love. And if I have my choice, I will only preach on God's love specifically. That's the only message I have, is God's love for you. And right here in this particular scripture, you can hear Paul telling you how important God's love is. And also, how important it is for us to love one another. Jesus says, "Love me, love one another as I have loved you." It's very important that we understand that. If I had the gift of prophecy, if I could bring prophetic words, if I could bring such wonderful words from God that it would change people's lives, if I understood all of God's secret plans, if I knew what was on God's heart, what He wanted to do exactly with the world and how He was going to do that, and if I possessed all knowledge, that means I've got all the knowledge that I could ever want. All the knowledge of the world. Anyone asked me any question at all, I could answer it because I would have the knowledge from God. And if I had a faith that I could move mountains from one place to the other because my faith was so incredibly strong, yet I didn't love, Paul says, I would be nothing. I would be nothing. There would be nothing in me. I would be a total and utter waste of space. Total waste of time. There would be no point in me having this prophetic word, no point in me having all this knowledge, no point in me having and understanding all of God's secret plans. There would be no point because I would be nothing. And yesterday, what I was talking about was not the easy love, beloved. I'm not talking about the easy love, because if you look at your family and you look at your friends, you can look at them and say, I love you. And it's easy. Why? Because you do. And it's emotional. I'm talking about difficult love. I'm talking about that love where you look at somebody that you cannot stand, yet you are called to love them. Now, don't say to me that there's no one in your life that you can't stand, because I know there is. It's the same with all of us. But that person you have to love, whether you like it or whether you don't. No one told you that the Christian life was going to be easy, and if they did, they lied to you. The Christian life is walking up that Mount Zion, walking up that dusty track, when the alternative is to take the freeway to Las Vegas. You have choices. When you said yes to Jesus, you made your choice. You made your choice to find your way up that dusty road that leads to the top of Mount Zion. You made your choice when you said yes, come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and make me brand new. You made that choice when you decided to follow the Lord God Almighty wherever He would lead. And when you made that choice, you signed the dotted line. And when you signed the dotted line, this is what you were saying. I will love others as you have loved me. That's what you said. Sounds as though I've got it all right. I can do this very, very easily. That's what it sounds like. Beloved, I struggle with this. Day after day, week after week, month after month, I struggle with this. I find it so desperately difficult to even find anything good in my enemies, those people that I don't like, let alone love them. And I can only do it with God's help and with my will. And it is my will that I will love the way the Lord wants me to love. With my will, I will love that difficult love. With my will. Father, give me strength. Lord God, give me the courage And give me the will, Lord, to love the way that you love, to love that difficult love, not the easy love, but the difficult love. If I had the gift of prophecy, and if I understood all of God's secret plans and possessed all knowledge, and if I had such faith that I could move mountains but didn't love others, I would be nothing. Father God, I pray in Jesus' name with my brothers and sisters that we would not be nothing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. I'm going to play this song. It is a Christmas song, I know, but I'm going to play it because it's so intensely beautiful.